We have some major updates coming out of today's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump. Both men have officially landed in Alaska, and they spent a while on the tarmac. Putin was taxiing around while Trump was sitting stationary in his plane. Moments ago, both men got out, but you already see the power plays that are happening. Let me play for you this clip of Donald Trump exiting Air Force One, and then moments later, Putin very intentionally leaves, making Trump leave first. Let me play this clip, then I'll break down the new update of Trump's one-on-one meeting with Putin getting canceled. Make sure you drop a like on the video, and we're very close to 1.5 million subscribers, so double check to make sure you're subscribed below.
Plane on the left side of your screen, Air Force One on the right. But it is a diplomatic thing, a diplomatic game of brinksmanship or gamesmanship like as to who waits for who.
And here's the answer, Donald Trump.
There is President Trump. Donald Trump, President Trump getting off of Air Force One right now, coming down the stairs. Anderson, over to you.
The president coming down first. It has been a question of who would actually emerge from the aircraft first. As we watch this, Ambassador Bolton, you were you were there for the Helsinki summit. It was a question there, too, of how it would be arranged, correct?
Well, who would show up first? But here, this is the United States. Donald Trump is the host. Of course, he's got to go out first to greet his guest, who is coming down the steps now.
The president's, the Air Force One, arrived quite a while ago. It's been sitting.
And there we have it. A war criminal just stepped on a red carpet in the United States. Just so you know, they literally rolled out the red carpet for Vladimir Putin here. Zelensky, who got invaded, who has struggled for years to make sure his country is still alive, has been fighting on the front lines, comes to get yelled at by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin has the red carpet rolled out for him because Donald Trump has a narcissistic fixation on people that are more powerful than him. Let's read this tweet from Caitlin Collins, who has been doing amazing on-the-ground reporting over in Alaska. She says, news. A White House official confirms Trump's one-on-one with Putin is no longer happening. Trump chickens out one more time. Now, I do want to give the counter-argument. Even though Trump is showing weakness throughout this whole meeting, it may be good that he's not doing a one-on-one meeting with Putin. Putin would take advantage of him in the worst way possible by running laps around him, manipulating him, and using his dumbass to gain intelligence. It might be good to have some sort of guardrails around Donald Trump. The people who will be joining Donald Trump for the three-on-three, rather than the one-on-one, will be Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is at least, he's not a good dude, but he's not completely effing insane. It's not clear who will join Putin from the Russian side, but we now have more updates on the Russian envoy. We'll get there in 1 second. For the expanded bilateral meeting and working lunch that will happen after, Trump will be joined by Secretary Marco Rubio, Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary Scott Bessent, Secretary Howard Lutnick, Special Envoy Witkoff, and Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, per a White House official. We have more reporting from Caitlin Collins that on his way to Anchorage, Trump said this of Putin, and this is where he really plays his hand. He says, quote, I notice he's bringing a lot of business people from Russia, and that's good. I like that because they want to do business. But they're not doing business until we get the war settled. You shouldn't have even had the meeting until the war was settled. You should not have had a meeting or even a phone call with Putin until there is a ceasefire. But Trump doesn't understand that, so he got tricked into having this meeting, which is not really an act of diplomacy. It is an act of humiliation. But when Donald Trump admits right there that Vladimir Putin is bringing a lot of business people and that makes him happy, that he likes that, it's because Putin intentionally did that. He is trying to schmooze Donald Trump and manipulate him by any means by bringing business people, using those business people to try to do a wealth transfer to Donald Trump, and then using that wealth transfer to cover up the fact that Putin wants all of Ukraine, more of Eastern Europe, and probably some minerals from Alaska. I wouldn't be surprised if this were a one-on-one meeting. It's not. But if it were a one-on-one, Trump probably would have left with like a quarter of the United States sold to Putin. So might be a good thing, if we want to look on the bright side, that three-on-three are meeting rather than one-on-one, but the meeting shouldn't have happened in the first place. Caitlin Collins then reports, inside the room for the scheduled joint press conference. This is not where they're going to meet behind closed doors for the three-on-three, but this is where the joint press conference is going to happen. You may remember that one happened in Helsinki back in 2017, I'd say, when the Helsinki meeting happened, Donald Trump took the side of Russian intelligence over U.S. FBI intelligence as it pertains to the emails. Absolute absurdity. Here, Aaron Rupar posts, Putin and Trump trying to figure out who's going to deplane first. And it's a funny meme. That is basically what they were doing. Both of their planes were sitting there on the tarmac. And it's interesting. Donald Trump kind of waddles down the steps slowly. And it seems like Putin maybe intentionally kind of runs down the steps. I might be making this up, but Putin always is about these small shows of strength. So he kind of like goes down the steps as fast as he possibly can. That's kind of unusually fast. Maybe not, but this dude is not far behind Trump in age. I think he wants to show that he has physical stamina when Trump does not. Either way, as it pertains to the meeting that is coming up within a few hours, we'll be covering it relentlessly, and Trump does not seem to have a coherent strategy beyond just hoping that Putin likes him or offering some sort of mineral deal with Ukraine, or even worse, Alaska. If the first meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin is any signal of what's to come, then I think it's not going to be good for the United States. Whatever is said behind closed doors will be detrimental, and the pressure that happens after will likely be even worse. Who knows whose side Trump's going to take? Who knows what Putin will manipulate Trump into taking on that stage? Putin will say something that will guide Trump to probably, you know, expose American intelligence, or say something that will throw a lot of people under the bus. So I want to continue pushing this, continue covering this. Donald Trump is very clearly obsessed with Putin from a narcissistic standpoint. So he thinks, if I roll out the red carpet, if I treat my buddy well, then maybe he'll end the war. But it's not that simple. Putin is not motivated by friendliness or even money or even greed. He is a greedy person, but when it comes to this war, he is not motivated by greed. He is motivated by territorial expansion. And this is the fundamental problem with the meeting that is about to occur. One side understands the other. Only one side understands the other side. Vladimir Putin understands all of Trump's motivations. Vladimir Putin is a trained KGB agent who knows how to manipulate. He understands that Trump is motivated by ego and greed, and he's uniquely transactional. That's why he brought business leaders from his own country. Quote, I notice he's bringing a lot of business people from Russia, and that's good. I like that because they want to do business, said Trump. A disgusting quote that completely misses the point. On the other hand, Trump doesn't seem to understand Putin. Like, on a psychological level, he doesn't understand the profile that exists in Putin's head. Putin is not motivated by the same type of fame that Trump is. Putin doesn't really care about having his name in the lights. He wants Russia to have a long-lasting empire, and that means throwing men in the meat grinder, having a war that bleeds the economy and hurts his own popularity at times. He doesn't care. He just wants to win. So I just want to make sure we're spreading the truth at a time when the administration in a top-down way is spreading lies. So if you want to spread the truth, like this video, spam some blue hearts in the comments, and share it around. I'll see you all in the next one.